Thursday, May 26, 2011. From Creamy Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jessica Hanna. Making headlines, Business Unity South Africa has called on Chinese companies to shift their approach to doing business in Africa away from raw materials exports to China to the creation of productive capacity and value-adding enterprises. Last year, exports from South Africa to China exceeded $600 million, comprising mainly silver and platinum, fruit and nuts, pearls, precious and semi-precious stones. On the other hand, South Africa imported about $700 million worth of goods, including telecommunications equipment and parts, computers, toys, games, and sporting goods. Non-governmental organization Greenpeace has called on the government to make bold and courageous energy choices to ensure a cleaner energy future without any additional nuclear and coal-fired power after the construction of the Medupi power station. This would require a much more ambitious renewable energy policy, says climate campaigner Melita Steele. Greenpeace launched its report entitled The Advanced Energy Revolution, a Sustainable Energy Outlook for South Africa in Johannesburg yesterday after already having met with the Department of Energy officials as well as the minister concerning the report. South African power utility Eskom, which is battling to keep the lights on in Africa's biggest economy, denied currency market rumours of impending power outages. Eskom spokesperson Hilary Joff says the system is tight and it's been cold, but there has been no load shedding. And the United Nations reports that tens of thousands of people fled Sudan's contested Abyei region as northern militias accused of helping seize the area over the weekend moved further south. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.